Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. When we hear today's phrase, thought up by our avuncular vocabulary virtuoso, most people tend to misattribute it to a science fiction writer in the 1930s. In fact, the first time I came across the phrase was when my humanities professor in high school uttered it, I know now, sarcastically, when I was talking about MTV, at that time, non-stop music videos. Mr. Fisher remarked, "My, what a brave new world we inhabit." It would be some three centuries before Aldous Huxley would use the phrase as the title for his seminal work, when Uncle Will would coin it on a storm-ravaged island. A little background. In The Tempest, written sometime before 1611, Uncle Will would turn his mind toward the magical. Prospero, the former Duke of Milan, is usurped in a coup d'etat by his brother, Antonio, the now King of Naples. Prospero escapes in a boat with his infant daughter Miranda and some books of magic, and travels to a distant island where they make their home. Prospero enslaves the native monster Caliban and frees the spirit Ariel from a tree. It is a fantasy after all. Over the next 17 years, Prospero raises Miranda and studies magic, so that when a ship appears on the horizon, carrying none other than Prospero's usurping brother, cue contemptuous conjuring. In order to truncate the tempestuous tale, I am in an alliterative mood, my apologies. There is a shipwreck. The king's son Ferdinand is missing and thought dead, but as luck would have it, Ferdinand is washed up on another part of the island, where he is come across by Miranda, who, having spent most of her life with monsters and fairies, immediately falls in love with the sea-soaked human. And then they do what all love-struck youths do. They play chess. When Uncle Will begins to wrap up his tale, Miranda and her beau are all reunited on the beach with the rest of the cast, a ways.
Now all the blessings of a glad father compass thee about.
Arise,
and say how thou camest here.
Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in it.
'Tis new to thee.
The phrase can be heard from humanities professors berating disruptive students banging on about the brilliance of music television, or by one of this generation's most loved actors giving a commencement speech.
Such are just one of the possibilities in our brave new world, the world you now inherit, whether you like it or not.
But it would seem that Aldous Huxley was onto something. In The Tempest, there is an undertone in Prospero's response to Miranda, "'Tis new to thee," that he has seen what the world has to offer, and it was far from idyllic. Uncle Aldous's tale of so-called utopia is one of nightmarish utility, where love is eradicated, individualism and free will are suppressed, and sex is not only abhorred, but becomes useless through cloning. Fitting, then, that in this futuristic world it would be the savage John, raised on a reservation far from the metropolis, that would quote Miranda's lines when he beholds the new world. A world that is more dystopian than utopian, where the population is self-medicated into what Lebanese poet Khalil Gibran could describe as a seasonless world, where you would laugh, but not all of your laughter, and weep, but not all of your tears. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.